Here we've got a picture of a frozen drop of water on the end of a magnolia leaf, and the magnolia has become a recurring subject of mine on this weekly 50 blog. I find it's just a really cool tree, and I've gotten several pictures thanks to the magnolia tree. It'd be kind of cool to have one in my own yard someday, but that's neither here nor there, I suppose. Anyway, this particular picture came about as I was leaving work one day, and I was determined to get a photo of something. I had brought my camera to work that morning thinking that there must be something I can take a photo of, and I didn't really find anything, and I walked around a little bit. I generally don't deviate too much from my present course, as they say in Empire Strikes Back, but if I look hard enough, I can usually find something to take a picture of, even just between my office and the car. So I brought my camera to work and didn't really have much luck. I walked around a little bit at some point during the day, like maybe at lunch, and didn't really find much. And here I was on my way back to my car thinking, well, that was a bust. I'll just have to go home empty-handed. And sure enough, if I look hard enough and look at familiar things from a different angle or under a different light, I will generally find something that makes for an interesting photo. Whether or not it's a good photo, that's not up to me. I'm not going to go so far as to say any of my photos are actually good, but I look at them as learning opportunities to learn more about taking photos and learn more about composition and lighting and all that. So here, this was a magnolia tree. It's maybe about 8 feet tall, so not a very mature magnolia tree, but it still had these nice big old leaves, and you can see some of them have turned yellow. This one was still green, and I like that there was this drop of water frozen on the end. I think it had maybe rained the day before or sleeted the day before, but somehow there was some frozen water on the tree and some bushes and other things around. So it was really cool to find this, and once I found this drop of water, then it was an issue of framing it. How do you frame this so that you can see the drop of water, but it's not lost in the rest of the elements of the photo? I put it with the parking lot, actually, as the background, and if you're wondering what that, on the right-hand side, what that is back there, it's just a parking lot, and then there's maybe a dormitory or office building or something else back there. And I was kind of pleased with, on the left, you have the colors. You've got the greens and the earth tones. And on the right, you've got the sky and this cleaner background that kind of draws your eye right into that frozen droplet of water. So I was fairly pleased with how this turned out from a framing standpoint. Nailing the exposure and focus were both a little tricky. When you're dealing with such shallow depths of field, like on this photo, you have to be exacting in how you focus and how you nail that focus. It can be tricky. This was taken on my D200, and that only has, I think, 11 focus points. You have to do a bit of focusing recompose or use the back button autofocus, back button focusing method. This happened to work out just fine, and I took several varieties of this photo, working on making sure I had the focus nailed down and the framing nailed down. But then the exposure, having all of the brightness of the background combined with the darkness of the tree, made the exposure a little tricky. I don't remember what exposuring method or what metering method I used on this. It was probably spot as opposed to overall 3D matrix, where it takes the whole scene into account. It's probably spot weighted or spot metering, because I wanted to make sure that the leaf and the drop were properly exposed. And then I could correct a little bit in post for if the rest of the tree was underexposed. But when you're working with a photo like this, it's important to, once you got the focus and you've decided on your depth of field and all that, use that light meter as you're looking through the viewfinder, use that light meter to make sure that your exposure is nailed properly. Because if it's too underexposed or too overexposed, especially if you're shooting in JPEG, then you don't have a lot of room to correct for that later on. If you're shooting in RAW, you have more room, but still, it's good to get that exposure nailed properly in camera. So anyway, just a little bit about this photo, a little bit of information about how I took it, and hopefully that helps you as you're taking photos.